Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The left fielder, Bill Lamar. Batting third. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howard Emke. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Howard Emke. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The shortstop, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleo Carlisle. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Shaner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Grover Hartley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Wiltz. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hal Wiltz. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar bunts towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards first. Toth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin takes first base on ball four. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tobin moves to second. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle takes first base on ball four. Tobin moves to third. Meyer moves to second. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tobin scores. Meyer scores. Carlisle moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Lefty Willis now pitching. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlisle scores. Shaner moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan bunts towards the mound. Willis fields it and throws to first for the out. Shaner moves to third. Toth moves to second. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons who is chasing the ball. Rogel reaches third base with a triple. Shaner scores. Toth scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Jing Johnson now pitching. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogel scores. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Hal Wiltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiltz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hartley moves to third. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson has Hartley trapped. There's the throw to Hale and over to Perkins, who tags Hartley for the out. Wiltz moves to third. Tobin moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Meyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Shaner hits a fly ball towards left. Lamar settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Lamar. Shaner moves to second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shaner scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tote. The throw from Perkins and he is out, Bishop applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-0 in the game. Reagan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jing Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 0-for-0 in the game. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Rogel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hartley bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogel moves to second. One out. Hal Wiltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiltz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wiltz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shaner. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive to right field. Tobin throws towards first. Tote fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tote. Cobb scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wiltz fields it and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to second. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkins takes first base on ball 4. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Carlisle takes first base on ball 4. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Shaner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway pinch hits for Jing Johnson. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Max Bishop. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Galloway moves to second. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamar takes first base on ball 4. Galloway moves to third. Collins moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Galloway scores. Collins moves to third. Lamar moves to second. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball for a double play. Collins tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins now playing second base. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Tote hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins misplays the ball. That's an error on Collins. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hartley hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Perkins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Wiltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiltz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wiltz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tobin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Carlisle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tobin moves to third. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carlisle. The throw from Perkins and he is safe. Carlisle steals second. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Shaner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tobin scores. Carlisle scores. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shaner. The throw from Perkins and he is safe. Shaner steals second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Tote hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lamar hits a pop-up towards short. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer misplays the ball. That's an error on Meyer. Collins moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Reagan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Rogel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons, who is chasing the ball. Rogel reaches third base with a triple. Reagan scores. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hartley strikes out. One out. Hal Wiltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiltz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wiltz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tobin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb, who is chasing the ball. Tobin reaches third base with a triple. Rogel scores. It's 11-3, Red Sox. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hale hits a line drive into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up towards short. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Perkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Carlisle hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got four RBIs. Shaner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-3 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox pinch hits for Eddie Rommel. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wiltz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.